أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولقد قال لهم هارون من قبل يا قوم إنما فتنتم به وإن ربكم الرحمن فاتبعوني وأطيعوا أمري. قالوا لن نبرح عليه عاكفين حتى يرجع إلينا موسى. قال يا هارون ما منعك إذ رأيتهم ضلوا ألا تتبعن عفا عصيت أمري. صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى continues the discussion regarding the Banu Israel making the calf a deity, a god, and worshipping it. The details Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala discussed. Musa alayhi salatu wa salam comes back to his people. First he addressed his people. Now Musa alayhi salatu wa salam addresses his brother, Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. وَلَقَدْ قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونُ مِنْ قَبْلِ. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies a very important issue with regards to Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam. He is in the midst of the Banu Israel. They are worshipping the calf. What steps did Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam take to stop them? So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies that issue. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, and certainly, here Allah ta'ala uses two important words of emphasis, the lam and the qad, that most certainly, قَالَ لَهُمْ هَارُونَ. Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam said to them, the Banu Israel, those who worship the calf, min qablu, from before. In other words, on the onset of the fitna, Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam addressed them, Ya qawmi, O my people, innama futintum bi, certainly you are in deviation regarding the worship of the calf. So Allah Rabbul Izzat makes it very clear that Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam did not merely sit there and watch, but he made it clear to the people that this is a dalala, this is an astrayness, this is a fitna, a trial, and you people have now deviated from the path of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Wa inna rabbakum ar-rahman. They said that this calf is their deity, this calf is an object of worship. Sayyiduna Harun alayhi salatu wa salam takes it many steps further, and many steps higher and many degrees higher, that one is ilah, one is an object of worship. But here with regards to Allah, Allah Rabbul Izzat is the object of worship. There is no object of worship besides Allah. And over and above that, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is your Rabb. Wa inna Rabbakum ar-Rahman. Your Rabb is Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, who is ar-Rahman. Banu Israel, look back into your life. There were centuries, your fathers, your forefathers, going up, they were all enslaved. They were all in the clutches of Fir'aun. They were going through hardships, difficulties, zulm, oppression. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala freed you. And look at that miraculous freedom that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had given you. Allah Rabbul Izzat took you through that path, that in front of you was the ocean, was the sea. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala opened the path for you. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala recognized your different tribes. Allah opened the 12 ways and the pathways for you. This was all the work of Ar-Rahman. And this Ar-Rahman is your Rabb. So have you forgotten this? فَاتَّبِعُونِي. O Bani Israel, now follow me. What I am saying to you is the haqq, it is the truth. Besides the fact that Musa alayhi salatu wa salam has left me as his successor in this interim period, I am also a Nabi of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah has also revealed to me. So follow me, listen to what I am saying. وَأَتِيعُوا أَمْرِي. And obey my command. In other words, stop worshipping this calf. turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The response of the Banu Israel to Sayyidina Harun alayhi salam, قَالُوا لَن نَبْرَحَ عَلَيْهِ عَاكِفِينَ. They said, we will not desist. We will continue to remain adamant in our worship of the calf. حَتَّى يَرْجِعَ إِلَيْنَا مُوسَى. Until Sayyidina Musa alayhi salatu wassalam returns. Yesterday we discussed, one group was very adamant that they will continue worshipping the calf even after Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes. One group was in abeyance. They worship the calf and they would wait to see what Musa alayhi salatu wassalam says, and one group did not worship the calf. So this is that group that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is speaking about, that in their minds, they had this mindset that if Musa alayhi salatu wassalam comes and stops us, then we will stop. So here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala clarifies the very, very important issue that Sayyidina Harun alayhi salatu wassalam did not sit there and watch the Banu Israel go into deviation, worship the calf, leave Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He addressed them, and he addressed them in the most appropriate way, and hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows once again that how insan, no matter what ni'mats Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala may favor insan, but deviation is deviation. A community, a group of people, even individuals will turn away from Allah. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us two aspects. One is Allah is the Rabb, and the other is Allah is Ar-Rahman. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahu wa bihamdi. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu.